Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This is a moment when Americans must come together and say clearly that threats and political violence are not the answer.
Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker is calling for peace following the assassination of right-wing influencer Charlie Kirk. The governor and potential 2028 contender says all political violence is wrong, but made a point to call out President Donald Trump's response to the assassination as divisive and corrosive. The right-wing Illinois Freedom Caucus filed articles of impeachment against Pritzker, alleging he's inciting violence. According to the New York Times, the White House and cabinet officials now want to use anti-terrorist powers against an alleged left-wing network. The administration is also pressing for punishment of anyone who posts favorable comments about Kirk's killing. A previous Ohio congressional map failed to get the bipartisan approval required by a court order. That means the Buckeye State is one of half a dozen now dealing with an unusual and highly partisan round of mid-decade redistricting. Republicans currently hold two-thirds of Ohio's 15 seats in Congress, but only get about 55% of votes statewide. Bria Bennett with the Ohio Organizing Collaborative says a fair map would have closer to an 8-7 balance.
Ohioans are sick of being cheated out of fair representation. We're calling for transparency. We're calling for community integrity. We're calling for balanced representation. We just want our politicians to do what's right.
Texas has already changed its boundaries, while Californians will vote on a ballot measure this November. Indiana, Missouri, Florida, Maryland, and New York are all debating redistricting. Civil rights groups warn a Trump executive order rolling back cashless bail will punish poverty without making the public safer. The order can't dictate policy by state and local courts, but does threaten to withhold funds from communities that end cashless bail. But comparing more than 20 cities that reform bail with a dozen that didn't show no impact on the crime rate. Sarah Rose, with the ACLU of Pennsylvania, says in spite of the rhetoric, the executive order won't do a thing for public safety.
Cash bail is to ensure that people show up for court proceedings. And we know there's been a lot of studies done. There's a lot of other more effective ways to make sure that people show up for their court proceedings than to assign cash bail.
Nearly two-thirds of the 500,000 people in jail are awaiting trial, most because they can't make bail. Today is National Voter Registration Day. According to the census, less than 75% of eligible U.S. voters are registered, meaning nearly 50 million people in the United States who have the right to vote can't. Joanne Antoine is with Common Cause Maryland.
A decision not to is almost like you're making a decision already. You are letting the individual who maybe is not in line with your interests, you're giving them a greater opportunity to be elected.
Trump announced on Truth Social that the U.S. conducted a second strike on an alleged Venezuelan drug vessel in international waters. After the first strike, lawmakers from both parties questioned the legality. I'm Simone Perez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you?